Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
I got a homework assignment for you guys that is a lesson in eliminating negative self-talk, but it's kind of bizarre.
All right.
You ready? You ready to accept this challenge?
Maybe.
It's a real easy one.
But I love being mean to myself.
Yeah, well, we're going to change that. Okay. It's funny because years and years and years ago when I first started therapy, that's the first thing that my therapist started working on is she's like, you know what, man? Because I went in there for the first time and I was telling her that if I would just leave like a water bottle in the garage when I walked into the living room, I'd call myself all sorts of names like, you stupid idiot. How could you do that to yourself, right? And she's like, it's obvious. You would never talk to anybody else like that. But here we are talking all sorts of crap to ourselves, right? This was years ago. And I remember her saying at the time, like, just notice it. Like, don't try to eliminate it. Just notice it first, and then we'll start working on it. And this was a long time ago. And I think I have forgotten that lesson. So I was reminded of it a couple of days ago. My fiance and I, we listen to like these self-help podcasts all the time. It's really pretty obnoxious. And she really loves this one podcaster named Mel Robbins.
Oh, she's my favorite.
Oh, she's so good, man.
She's the best. I've been following her for a hot minute. And she is just so, her delivery and I've shared some stuff on the show from her before. Like the high five challenge was from.
Oh, is that hers?
That's hers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and that's when you just like wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror and you high five yourself.
Exactly.
Feels a little on the weird side. She also has one podcast. This is a sidebar here where she talks to her teenage son who was going through some depression and suicidal thoughts. And it is probably one of the most powerful podcasts I have listened to as somebody that has a teenage son. So you might want to look her up.
She's incredible.
This doesn't have to do with that, though. So Mel, her advice to anybody that was suffering from negative self-talk is to apply the negative self-talk to a different person in your head. In this case, she said, Abby, for instance, if you are beating yourself up, right? It's not you beating yourself up. You would think of a name of a person and you would tell that person to shut up. But you have to do it. You can't do it softly. You have to do it loudly in your head. So Tiffany was telling her daughter, Eliza, about this assignment. And Eliza said, oh, I want to try this. So she named the negative person in her head. For whatever reason, it was Robbie. Shut up, Robbie. So Tiffany started practicing with her. And at first, Eliza said, shut up, Robbie. And Tiffany said, no. The assignment is you got to really be mad at Robbie. And you really have to be very forceful. So try it again. And Eliza would say, shut up, Robbie. And Tiffany's like, no. You got to do it louder in your head. And finally, she said out loud, shut up, Robbie. So to make a long story short, Eliza is really into swimming. She's 8 years old and she's kicking ass as an 8-year-old. She's beating like 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds, but she has some negative self-talk before she starts her meets. So 2 weeks ago, she used this new, shut up, Robbie, and she cut off 16 seconds in one of her meets.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Which in swimming is.
That's a lot.
A lot.
Wow.
And 9 seconds off her other meet by telling Robbie to shut up. So I have been applying the same thing to myself the last couple of days, and I don't know why I came up with the name Troy. It just sounds like a douchebag name to me.
Troy?
I think Troy would be mean. So anytime I'm having negative self-talk, I tell Troy to shut up. You brought up earlier this morning how I have had like body dysmorphia most of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm in really good shape for my age. But when I see
you're in really good shape.
I'm in really good shape.
Period.
I got blood work to prove it now also. But when I see myself in the mirror, I'm always like looking at the negative stuff. Oh, look at my flat ass. I got to go start working ass. Now I've been telling myself, I've been telling Troy to shut up. And I've been noticing it more and more often. And it has tipped me off to how much negative self-talk I have. But it has also tweaked my mentality the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. This also goes in hand with the assignment Mo had about putting a picture of your younger self somewhere in your room. Or like for me, I put the picture of myself in the bathroom mirror of a picture of me like when I was a toddler. And it all came from the Kylie Jenner interview with Jay Shetty about being kind to your inner child. And you look at that picture, and when you do it, you're doing that negative self-talk. You like, would you say that to that kid right there?
Right.
Yeah. That worked too.
It did. It does. I see myself every single morning before I come into work, and it's just a reminder to, you know, be kind to your inner child, which is, you know, you're screaming, shut up.
It's not to me, though.
It's two different tactics.
It's not to me.
You're screaming, shut up to Troy. Yeah. Absolutely. And Troy does need to shut the bleep up.
Yeah, he does. He's been getting more quiet and more quiet the course of the last couple of weeks.
But these tactics work.
Yeah. They do. So for the next 24 hours, Kristen, I would like you to name your person right now.
Okay. No.
All of us got to do this for 24 hours and then come back in tomorrow and just tell me if you feel better or you've at least made some notes, like mental notes, on how often you have this negative self-talk if you apply it to somebody else.
I feel like there's so much pressure to name this person.
Never Cunegunda.
No, I love Cunegunda. That's a relative. That's an aunt.
You're yelling at your family tree.
Yeah.
I don't know why Troy came to me immediately. Really? I have never met a bad Troy before in my life. For some reason, he just jumped out at me.
The first one that came to mind, and I have no idea why, is Carol.
Carol.
That's a perfect name.
Shut up, Carol.
Shut up, Carol.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because you got to say it like that. like, Carol. David Carol.
You shut Carol up for the next 24 hours. Cassie, who are you shutting up?
Veronica. I love that name. I don't know why, but I'm going to call her Ronnie. I think it's because Eliza picked Robbie. So Ronnie sounds good to me. Shut up, Ronnie.
Good passion behind it. Mo, who you got?
The first name that came to me, I have no idea why, it was Joe. Joe. I'm telling Joe to shut up.
Let's hear it.
Shut up, Joe.
Good.
Felt it.
That came from deep.
That's vibrated.
Abby, who do you got?
I've got Patricia.
Patricia.
So anytime I have that voice in my head, I'll be like, that's not me. That's Patricia.
No, tell her to shut up, man.
You gotta yell at Patricia.
Shut up, Patricia!
Wow.
Should we do a break with Troy, Carol, Ronnie, Joe, and Patricia?
Just the negativity. Yes. I think that defeats the purpose. I think we're giving them a real voice. I think that defeats it. All right, 24 hours. Tell your people to shut up and come back and we'll see if it works.
Yeah, that sounds like something Carol would say.
Oh, it is.
Shut up, Carol.
God dang it, Carol!
The Burt Show.